From Washington, this is VOA News. Widespread internet outage reported in North Korea. Deadly blast hits Nigeria's Gombe City. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. North Korea appears to be experiencing a widespread internet outage just days after President Barack Obama warned the U.S. would retaliate for a cyber attack on Sony Corporation that was blamed on Pyongyang. The reason for the massive outage is not yet clear. State Department spokeswoman, when asked about the situation, declined comment. For its part, North Korea Monday called on the United States to apologize for implicating Pyongyang in the hacking of Sony Pictures. It threatened to fight back in a variety of ways, including cyber warfare. The United States is asking China for help in blocking cyber attacks from North Korea. While China is condemning cyber terrorism, it says more proof is needed that North Korea hacked Sony Pictures. Shannon Van Zandt reports.
China says it opposes cyber attacks on third parties through making use of the facilities of another country. The comments from China's foreign ministry came after the United States accused North Korea of hacking Sony Pictures.
首先呢，我想强调一下。
China's foreign ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying said China opposes a country using the internal facilities of another country to launch cyber attacks. She said China is ready to carry out dialogue on this issue with other countries based on mutual trust and affirmed that China will act in accordance with law on this issue. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
A bomb blast at a bus station in Gombe City, Nigeria, killed at least 20 people and wounded another 21. The station was crowded with holiday travelers when the attack occurred. No one has claimed responsibility for the Monday blast. Hours later, a massive explosion rocked a marketplace in the northeastern city of Bauchi. This is VOA News. Tunisia elected veteran politician Beji Caid Essebsi in its first free presidential vote since independence from France in 1956. The 88-year-old former minister who heads up the Nida Tunis Party will be replacing incumbent Moncef Marzouki after winning 56% of the vote. Mr. Marzouki had served as the interim president since the so-called Arab Spring Revolution began in 2011. The ouster of longtime President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali in 2011 inspired the Arab Spring uprisings across North Africa and the Middle East. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany have reached agreement to hold a new round of peace talks on Ukraine. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says negotiations will be held in the Belarusian capital Minsk Wednesday and Friday. Previous talks in September led to a tenuous peace agreement, although fighting has continued in eastern Ukraine. The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola outbreak is now more than 7,500, and the number of cases is climbing towards 20,000. The latest data reflects recent trends, with Liberia and Guinea seeing a decrease in the rate of Ebola transmissions, while Sierra Leone's cases continue to climb. The UN human rights chief is decrying a resumption of capital punishment in his home country of Jordan. The kingdom ended an 8-year moratorium Sunday by executing 11 men convicted of capital crimes. The Jordan Times reports a death penalty was reinstated as a deterrent to what a government spokesman says is an increasing number of killings in the country. New York City police officials say the gunman who shot dead two police officers had a history of violence and mental illness. 28-year-old Ishmael Brinsley shot and killed the officers while they were sitting in their patrol car Saturday in Brooklyn. He then fled into a nearby subway station where he shot and killed himself. New York City's chief of detectives, Robert Boyce, says according to the Brinsley family, he had a troubled childhood and was often violent. Boyce says Brinsley had been arrested almost 20 times for crimes ranging from petty theft to making threats. The U.S. military referred the investigation of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's 2009 appearance from a base in Afghanistan to a general courts-martial convening authority to determine if he should be court-martialed. The Army says the head of its forces command, General Mark Milley, will decide either to prosecute the case or take no further action. The U.S. secured Bergdahl's release last May in a prisoner swap with the Taliban. Bergdahl was held captive in Afghanistan for 5 years.
Lend me your ears and I'll
blues and rock and roll singer Joe Cocker has died of lung cancer at the age of 70. The British-born singer is known for his rendition of the Beatles song, A Little Help from My Friends. Cocker rose to fame in the mid-1960s and built a career that spanned 40 years. He was at his home in the U.S. state of Colorado when he died Sunday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.